This is America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C., an initiative of the U.S.-based think tank International Leaders Summit in partnership with Lancer Broadcasting Corporation and SuperTalk Mississippi Media. Thank you for joining us on America's Roundtable. I'm Joe Ladensami, your co-host, joined by economist Natasha Serdorch, co-founder of International Leaders Summit and the Jerusalem Leaders Summit.
America's Roundtable guests include leading voices from business, government, media, energy, technology, healthcare, and the broad policy arena. Subscribe to America's Roundtable on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify. Visit America's Roundtable at americasrt.com. We invite donors and advertisers to reach us by visiting our website, americasrt.com. Welcome to America's Roundtable.
It is Saturday, and good morning, and welcome to America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C. Natasha Serdorch and I are delighted to share our conversation recorded on Friday, April 5, for this weekend's program, and we are truly honored to welcome the Honorable Ben Carson, a great American patriot. Dr. Ben Carson is a best-selling author, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, a 2016 Republican presidential candidate, the former Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins, and the founder and chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute. Dr. Carson and his wife, Candy Carson, co-founded the Carson Scholars Fund, which recognizes young people of all backgrounds for exceptional academic and humanitarian accomplishments that is currently operating in 50 states and the District of Columbia. We shall have the opportunity to talk about his new book, Hitting the Bookshelves, on May 14, and without any further delay, welcome Dr. Ben Carson. It's great to have you on America's Roundtable.
Welcome, Dr. Carson.
Thank you for having me. I always love being with you guys.
Oh, thank you. A great pleasure talking to you. Dr. Carson, we have talked to you about education failing American students in the past. And since our last conversation, the data showed that America's students dropped 13 points in math results from 2018 to 2022, measured by Program for International Student Assessment, also known as PISA test. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, it was among the lowest ever measured by PISA in mathematics for the U.S. And according to the nation's report card, the U.S. history scores among middle schoolers fell to their lowest level ever recorded since the assessment began in 1994. And the average scores for 13-year-olds declined 4 points in reading and 9 points in mathematics compared to the previous assessment during the 2019-20 school year. Dr. Carson, how do we reverse these negative trends of America failing to educate our children through the public school system and the role of school choice and homeschooling in improving these results?
Well, this is really a crisis. First, we need to recognize that we have a crisis on our hands. And it's helpful to know a little bit about history and the history of the world, because before countries become socialists or communists, what typically happens is you dumb down the population.
Correct.
And you get people to a point where they're more like sheeple, and you can just herd them wherever you want them to go. They don't think critically. They don't use facts. And that's what's happening in our school systems. We're spending a lot more time teaching children about ideology and a lot less time talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic. And you see the results whenever you see one of those man on the street interviews, and they go out and they ask people the simplest questions imaginable, and they have no clue what the answer is. And when you compare that with a sixth grade exit exam from 150 to 200 years ago, what you needed to know to get a sixth grade certificate, it really is quite shameful, the degree to which we have plummeted and don't seem to understand it. And a lot of people, when it comes to what's right and what's wrong, what's truth and not truth, you hear the phrase my truth and your truth instead of the truth. Mm. And as we go down those pathways, obviously there's a lot of deterioration. So first we need to recognize that that is happening, that that is historically what happens to countries before their downfall, and that we are still in a position where we can stop it. But things like school choice become very important. Homeschooling is increasing significantly, charter schools, and we have to have parental input because the teacher unions, and this is not a condemnation of all teachers, some teachers are very good teachers, but you have union officials which dictate to them what they have to do, what they can and cannot do, and they don't actually get a chance to use their magnificent talents in teaching their children, which was their dream when they decided to choose that as a career.
Absolutely, indeed. Dr. Carson, our fellow Americans are witnessing that our republic's strong rule of law foundation is being battered more seriously over the past decade. And reports are relaying that in blue states governed by Democrats, we see a court system favoring policies that target business leaders and politicians who are conservatives or Republicans. And this certainly undermines American exceptionalism and subverts the rule of law. And when the American founders created this new nation, the United States of America, they emphasized the significance of the U.S. Constitution and governance by the rule of law. And in a recent article, and there have been other reports about the two-tiered system in America that we're witnessing, there was this article in op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal titled "Elon Musk and Donald Trump Cases Imperil the Rule of Law," with a subtitle "American Prosperity Rests on Equal Justice," and it was co-authored by former Governor of Florida Jeb Bush and Joe Lonsdale, a technology entrepreneur and investor. And they write, I quote, "If they don't, blue state politicians may have the satisfaction of sticking it to Mr. Trump and Musk. But the loss to those states will be significant. The damage to the legal fabric will be even worse. A dispassionate justice system is at the heart of American exceptionalism, and the country will be poorer if we lose it," unquote. Dr. Carson, what are your thoughts when viewing the myriad of court cases targeting former President Donald J. Trump? And is America at a crossroads when it comes to upholding the rule of law and protection of property rights?
Well, you know, our founders were very diligent in the way that they studied all the other systems that had ever existed and tried to give us a constitution that would keep us from becoming a government-centric society. That's exactly what's happening. Marxism always comes in and replaces the correct rule of law and the position of God in society. They want to take over that. That's what's going on right now. And I think the good thing here is, I think the American people actually are realizing this. And that's why you see the poll numbers that you see. They know that if we allow the leftists in our society to use the Department of Justice and the justice system to dispense with their political opponents, that we become no different than Russia or China or any banana republic. I'm actually very proud to see the American people kind of standing up. They don't necessarily believe what the media says anymore. The media has taken a big hit in terms of their credibility, which they should. And I'm hopeful that some of the younger journalists will take note of what's happening and recognize that journalism can be and should be an honorable profession. That it's the reason that the press is the only business that's protected by a constitution is because they were supposed to disseminate unbiased information to the people. When they neglect that, you see what happens.
Right. You mentioned communist Europe and Russia. Basically, this kind of political and government interference in America's judiciary is no different than in communist Eastern Europe. And Dr. Carson, how do we reestablish the rule of law and independent judiciary in America that was hailed by the rest of the world, which was yearning for freedom?
Well, our founders understood that they had to have a stopgap measure. And what that was the power of the vote. And people have to recognize that the power still lies with them, but they have to use that power correctly. You can't just go into the voting booth and look for the name that looks familiar. You have to know who those people are and what their records are and how they have voted. That may require a little bit of homework. And when I'm talking homework, I'm not just talking turn the TV on and listen to the pundits. Hmm. I'm talking, you know, look up their records, find out whether they are in fact congruous with your thoughts. And if they are, that's the person you need to vote for. Also, you know, we need to, as citizens, stand up for what is logically right. When somebody comes along and says you can monitor this voting facility, but you have to do it from way over there where you can't see anything that's going on, you don't have to accept that. Mm-hmm. When they say the signatures don't have to match, you don't have to accept that. Mm-hmm. When they say they don't have to have a voter ID, you don't have to accept that. Mm. It's because we accept it. It's the reason that they do it.
Mm. Right. Dr. Carson, along Biden's open border policy and illegal immigration, inflation and economy are the other top issues on the minds of American people as they're heading to the U.S. elections this year. And in the Wall Street Journal's analysis of Nielsen IQ data this past week, it showed that the commonly purchased items that were valued at a total of $100 in 2019 are valued at $137 today. Gas prices are on the rise again. Mortgage interest rates remain high, which are affecting the American dream of owning a home, and servicing of our federal debt, which is at $2 billion a day now, is on pace to exceed defense spending around 2028.
All right.
Dr. Carson, what is your message to American people when it comes to solutions and the role of the next America's administration in improving the economy and increasing the purchasing power of our fellow Americans?
Well, again, use your eyes, use your ears, and use your brain. Don't be gaslighted. Mm. Don't let people come along and say, oh, the economy is just fine. Everything is cheaper than it was before. People are making more money. Everything is real. And you know better than that.
That's right.
You know that when you go to the store, you know, you're halfway choking when you look at the prices. You know that when you see what it costs to fill up your gas tank, that it is a problem. You know that when your children are trying to buy a house and it looks virtually impossible because of the mortgage rates. So basically, use your brain that God gave you. We've, in a way, had an incredible situation here because we've had 4 years of Trump administration right next to 4 years of Biden administration, mm-hmm. two completely different philosophies.
Right.
And people just need to ask themselves, in which situation was I doing better? In which situation did I have hope for the future? And be honest about it. And ask God for wisdom.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. On the issue of illegal immigration and the concerns that we have about the southern border, Dr. Carson, Natasha and I have appreciated the writings of one of our mentors and founding partners of International Leaders Summit, which is Nobel laureate Milton Friedman. And he remarked in the pages of the Wall Street Journal, and I quote, "It's just obvious you can't have free immigration and a welfare state," unquote. And beyond the concern and the cost to house, feed, and provide medical care to millions of illegal immigrants who have entered our country, we have a greater concern, and that is the national security of our nation with Biden's open border policy. And just last week on ABC News, retired General Frank McKenzie, the former head of the U.S. Central Command, warned us all. He said that the Islamic State terror group has a strong desire to attack the United States and other foreign powers. And his statement, and I quote, "We should believe them when they say that. They're going to try to do it. I think the threat is going," unquote.
Absolutely.
And we noticed what happened in Moscow, and Paris was very lucky. Dr. Carson, is the Biden administration taking these concerns seriously when it comes to the open border policy? And, you know, with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection reporting that they had 169 encounters with individuals identified as potential matches in its terrorist screening data set at the U.S.-Mexico border.
One of the primary purposes of the government is to protect the citizen. Mm-hmm. And they obviously have put that on the back burner, not concerned at all about the safety of our citizens. You know, we've seen what happened to Lincoln Riley, and there's been several other mm-hmm. cases, and it's going to continue to be cases because you have people coming over here, many of whom have criminal backgrounds. They're not going to come over here and suddenly become angels. They're going to continue their criminal activities. But the terrorists, this is a golden opportunity for them. I mean, if they're not over here planning something really horrible, they are guilty of terrorist malpractice. I mean, you could not have a better situation for terrorists than what we presented. And it's almost as if we want to destroy America, and we want to destroy the rest of the world. I couldn't do a better job of it if I was purposely trying to do it. And I just hope the people are praying for the mercy of God, because that's the only thing that's saving us right now.
Right. So I mean, true. You mentioned, is it done purposefully? Basically, when we look at the data, the incentives for Democrats to favor open border should be removed, because they're using today's illegal immigrants to win future elections. President Biden's executive order revoked the Trump administration's efforts to exclude illegal immigrants from the U.S. Census. Mm-hmm. So now states are gaining congressional seats based on the number of illegal migrant influx. And we can see that only Democrat Party-led states have sanctuary cities, blocking the deportation of illegal immigrants. And on the other side, Democrat-led states allow non-citizens to vote, which is permitted in the District of Columbia and municipalities in California, Maryland, and Vermont. Dr. Carson, looking at this kind of a cost-benefit analysis from a Democrat's point of view, it open border policy sounds like favoring today's crime, sex trafficking, fentanyl deaths, and ignoring terrorism threat, so to win the future elections?
Well, you know, there may not be any future elections because there may not be a country. They don't seem to understand that. You know, having borders, having secure borders is essential to the identity of a nation. And when you neglect that, there are consequences for it. And what they're not understanding is that you also have to deal with the ramifications of what you're doing. It's just not your primary goal of giving yourself political power. You also have to recognize that even if you gain some political power, if you gain power over something that is destroyed, you really haven't done anything. Mm-hmm. And I think some of them will come to that realization. I think we need to pray for a lot of these people who are just concerned about political power. Mm-hmm. And they're not concerned about their children, their grandchildren, the future of the nation. Just give me political power. That's what they want.
Dr. Ben Carson, you have been very supportive of Israel's sovereignty. And on this program, you shared about the importance of how America was so supportive of Israel's independence in 1948. And we recall how our founding fathers, and including in leading figures like Abraham Lincoln, had a great affinity for the Jewish people and supported an independent state for the Jews. And in fact, we hear from the writings that Mary Todd Lincoln's statement to the pastor presiding at Lincoln's funeral, that her husband wanted to visit the Holy Land, and saying that there was no city he so much desired to see as Jerusalem. And Dr. Carson, you were part of the Trump administration that moved America's embassy from Tel Aviv to the capital city, Jerusalem. And you were part of an administration that brought together the Abraham Accords, a plan for peace and prosperity in the region with other Arab states. And today we're experiencing an abandonment of Israel because Biden is looking at Michigan and Minnesota, the two-state solution, basically, because of the electoral response of this no-commitment vote to him. And Dr. Carson, with the waning support for Israel due to the biased media in the West attacking the Jewish state and giving a free pass to Iran and Hamas, our allies are sensing an American betrayal. Dr. Carson, what is your message to the citizens of Israel who seek safety for their loved ones and are working tirelessly, sacrificing young IDF soldiers to secure their sovereign state from terror groups?
Well, first of all, we need to recognize that our country is based on Judeo-Christian values. And Jesus was a Jew. And, you know, our support for them should be unwavering. And I, if I were the Jewish leaders right now, what I would say is if you have a solution other than what we're doing that preserves the Israel state and preserves the safety of the people, I'm all ears. Let's hear it. I would proclaim that far and wide, because then the rest of the world will be able to see that there really is no other solution other than the eradication of Hamas. Because if you leave them there, they're going to come back. It's like a weed. If you don't pull out the root, it's just going to grow right back and continue to create havoc.
Right. Dr. Carson, we must remember that this scale of Iran-backed terrorist group Hamas's attack on October 7, which was then joined by Iran-backed Hezbollah in the north and Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen, in all attacking Israel, would not have happened if President Trump and the administration that you served remained in power.
Of course.
And let us also remember that it was the Biden administration that provided fresh billions of dollars in funding to Iran by removing economic sanctions and releasing blocked funds to Iran. So for President Biden and State Secretary Blinken, it's convenient to blame Israel for war that was caused by Iran than be accountable for releasing the funds to Iran.
Well, have you seen them be accountable for anything?
Right.
And then, you know, basically all the problems that we've just talked about and several others are self-inflicted.
None of them
had to happen. And I hope that the American people are observing that and recognizing that the responsibility to vote appropriately is so vitally important to them, to their children, to their grandchildren, for our nation. They have an enormous responsibility, and they really need to take it seriously.
Dr. Ben Carson, Natasha and I were thrilled to hear about your new book, your new forthcoming book to be released on May 14. And we cannot wait to get our hands on that copy. And it's titled The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family, published by Zondervan. And in a news release shared by Zondervan, you share, and I quote, "We are in a battle for the very soul of our nation. Only when we prioritize the family as an institution established by God will we proudly remain the land of the free and the home of the brave," unquote. Dr. Carson, could you share with our listeners the importance of this perilous fight, the battle for the very soul of America, and what you gleaned from the key data that you reviewed and studied that are impacting our nation?
Well, you know, our nation was born in a crucible of war. And we won that war, that perilous fight. We're in another one right now. And if we don't win it, it's the end of our nation as we know it. And what is the source of our strength? Our foundation is the family. That's where values are passed on. That's where identity comes from. That's where patriotism is born. And if you destroy that, along with our faith, two critical pillars, we basically become like wanderers who are blown by every wind that comes by, and that will result ultimately in our destruction. We also show in this book, with statistics, the value of the traditional nuclear family in terms of the success of the children. And when you don't have that nuclear family, some great increase in poverty, in crime, in mental illness, in despair, and all kinds of things. So we've seen from our past success what happens when we have the values that propelled us to the pinnacle of the world. But when we throw those values away, and those values start with the family, you see a downward spiral. And the more we throw them away, the faster that spiral goes down.
Dr. Ben Carson is founder of the American Cornerstone Institute. He served as the 17th Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. We encourage our listeners to seek out this book that's coming out on May 14. It's titled The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War. And you can seek that out by visiting Amazon or, in fact, going to the America Cornerstone Institute's website, which is AmericanCornerstone.org. For our engaged listeners, parents, grandparents, educators, we encourage you to visit LittlePatriotsLearning.com, this great educational endeavor that was started and launched by Dr. Ben Carson and the American Cornerstone Institute. It's found at LittlePatriotsLearning.com, and we'll have more information on our website at AmericasRT.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Carson, for joining us on America's Roundtable. Natasha and I always truly appreciate your positive engagement, and you inspire us in the work that you're accomplishing every day.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carson.
Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for being patriots and encouraging other people to do the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
God bless.
You too.
This is America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C., an initiative of the U.S.-based think tank International Leaders Summit in partnership with Lanza Broadcasting Corporation and Supertalk Mississippi Media. Thank you for joining us on America's Roundtable. I'm Joel Adansami, your co-host, joined by economist Natasha Serdorch, co-founder of International Leaders Summit and the Jerusalem Leaders Summit.
America's Roundtable guests include leading voices from business, government, media, energy, technology, healthcare, and the broad policy arena. Subscribe to America's Roundtable on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify. Visit America's Roundtable at AmericasRT.com. AmericasRT.com. Follow us on Facebook, America's Roundtable, and Twitter at AmericasRT. We invite donors and advertisers to reach us by visiting our website, AmericasRT.com.